Welcome to Uncluttered and Unfiltered, the podcast urging you to let it go and don't look back. With nationally acclaimed professional organizer Christine Stone and self-proclaimed hot damn mess radio and TV personality Eden Kendall.
Welcome everyone to Uncluttered and Unfiltered, the podcast for women over 50. I'm Eden Kendall along with Christine Stone, professional organizer, and we are talking today about how to not make the holiday season another opportunity to give someone more clutter.
Yes, right? Exactly. And great gifts for women over 50.
That's exactly right.
And I really thought about this one. I put a lot of thought into this
one. Well, you never know who, what little elves could be listening.
Right.
Also.
That's
so
why
you have
I put
to be really careful.
That's
and
why.
We also asked you over on our Uncluttered and our Unfiltered Ladies Only Facebook page to chime in as well. So we'll have some of your suggestions as well. And those were pretty eye-opening.
I thought they were really great.
But how would you like to do this? Because whenever we do our products episodes, we go back and forth.
Right.
Is that what you want to
do?
Yeah,
I think that'll be fun.
Okay,
I'm
how many did you come up with?
Well, you'll see mine. Some I had to cluster them together, so it wasn't really exactly. But do you want to start?
I'll start. Okay. I overachieved a little bit. We said, what did we say we would do?
Three to five.
I overdid it a little bit, but that's okay. I'm going to start out with just something that sounds so incredibly simple, but I think this is something that a lot of women, not all women over 50, but I would love to receive a very beautiful pair of gold hoop earrings. I have a lot of costume gold hoops, but if it was a, you know, beautiful pair of 14 karat gold.
I love that.
Or even some platinum or silver earrings are great too, but just some really nice hoops. They go with everything.
I love that.
You and I right now, for those who are watching the video, I'm wearing some really thick, but smaller hoops. You're wearing some big, very thin hoops.
But they're costume.
But it doesn't have to be that they're so nice, but it's just a nice, if you're wanting to give jewelry, that's a piece of jewelry that goes with everything.
I totally agree. And I think jewelry is a lovely gift. But here's the thing. If you're over 50, you kind of, as a woman, really know what you want and don't want.
Correct.
And you're past the point of pretending. Mm-hmm. Like when someone gives you a piece of jewelry where you're like, oh, I love it. But really, you're like, where's the receipt so I can return it and get something I want?
Never a bad idea to include that gift receipt.
Right, right. So I think jewelry could be tough unless the woman kind of hints around and picks something out and, you know, gives a little wink of, boy, I would love this, or has one of your kids hinting around.
You know what I mean? If you've never seen her wear hoops or even pierced earrings for that matter, I mean, that's a whole other topic.
Yep. I agree. Okay. I love that one. Okay. On mine, I'm going to start off with the gift cards. And I know everyone usually says it's so impersonal. I think for a woman over 50, a gift card is probably one of the best ideas. Now, I would make it personalized to something that they love. I wouldn't just throw out a Target gift card. You know what I mean?
Correct.
So I have hair, like if they go and get their hair blown out or get color every few weeks, a really nice gift card to their hair salon.
To know where they go is showing the thought, so you don't have to worry about it not looking like you put thought into it.
That's what I think, because you know where they go and get their hair done, so you're doing something that they really, really would use and want. Same with if they go and get a pedicure or get their nails done at their favorite place, or a gift certificate for a professional organizer. If they are really living in a bunch of clutter and they need help, giving them a gift card so that someone can come after the first of the year and help them room by room or pick one room and really help them declutter.
Okay, when you hear what the ladies in our group are saying they want to receive, you will then realize how dead on right that last gift card is.
Oh,
there are a lot of ladies that we have as listeners. Well, this makes sense. I mean, if they're tuned in, they obviously have a little bit of an interest in getting their life a little bit less cluttered. But still, I mean, that just really goes to show you that it can be a very appreciated and very personal gift.
Well, and you'll see after the first of the year, because one of the topics I want to talk about is when you are decluttering your adult parents' homes, you know, your parents.
You've been doing that a lot lately.
I've been doing that a lot lately. So that's going to be one of our New Year's topics.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have one on my list that I would be shocked if you didn't have on yours, even though you don't need another one of these, and I don't need another one of these, but a red light mask.
I could always use another red light mask.
What? You only have one face, honey.
I know they're expensive,
yeah,
but you can get siblings to go in on it with you. Yes. You know what I mean? You don't have to, everybody can chip in. I love that. And mm-hmm. I don't think you could ever have too many red
lights. But there are other body parts that yes. there are. Now I have a friend who just went and purchased, and I think it was a few $1,000. She got the head to toe red light.
I would love that.
And so again, if you're talking about siblings going in, if someone has chronic pain, it's more than just about the facial piece of it. If you are suffering from inflammation, chronic pain, there are all sorts of studies out there. I believe in it, not to the point where I've gone out and invested in a big giant lamp, but I
totally
there are little
in it.
Parts too. They have things that wrap around your knee or slippers that have red lights.
Best gift ever.
So there you go. Anything with a red light, stop and look at that one.
Okay, so my next one is, you've heard me talk about this before, Hulken bag. One of those bags with wheels. Because if you're a lady over 50, it is the best thing that ever happened to you. And they sell them everywhere. So it's not like it's just at one place. But I have in two different sizes. Mm-hmm. And my daughter uses it and she's 30. I mean, we share them back and forth. It's so great just to not have to wrench your back out every time you have a bigger load to carry back and forth, even to the grocery store. It's just a really great item to have.
Let's spell that for any husbands that might be listening right now looking for gift ideas.
Hulken.
Winking at the camera. We have guests on the TV show River City Live that I host here locally in Jacksonville. And both Rance and I bet Rance, my co-host, has no idea what they're called, but we see guest after guest after guest bringing in all of their wares in Hulken bags.
Yep.
And I always think to myself, love your Hulken bag.
Yep.
Wish I had one.
Yep.
Winking at the camera.
They are, once you have one, you'll think, how did I ever live without this? And I mean, any age, anybody, but especially a woman over 50. Bring it to the beach. Bring it if you live in a condo building. Mm-hmm. It just makes life easier. That's all.
Yes. I'd go so far as to say if our director, Ryan, who's producing this podcast right now, was looking for a gift for someone, a Hulken bag is a good gift.
Why, she's okay. A good hinter.
I'm just trying to help. Just trying to help a brother out. Okay. He says, thank you. Okay. That was your next one. Okay. This one's a tough one. This one, you're going to need some context. You're going to need to know the person. But very rarely do women purchase their own perfume. And, I mean, some do. But a lot of us are like, oh, I couldn't possibly splurge on myself in that way. So if she has a favorite perfume and you've noticed that it's been over a year since she bought a bottle of it, that could be something, too. You'd have to know her. You'd have to know what she likes.
Right.
But I think a bottle of perfume, a lot of people forget that, especially after COVID, started to feel like such a luxury.
Yeah.
And there were so many other things you wanted to spend your money on, and it didn't seem, I don't know, it sort of fell away from, like, my perception, to be honest. And for some women, it's just an accessory. I know you're not a fragrance person.
No, I'm not.
So it's difficult for you. You get very irritated by things.
Yeah,
I don't like
fragrances.
But for those who do, it's very hard to pull the trigger on spending $150, $200 on a bottle of perfume for yourself.
Oh, I agree with that. Yeah.
So that's something to be thinking about if you know what they like.
Okay, next up, the monogrammed Lands End Boat and Tote. They come in so many different sizes. I mean, extra small, small, medium, large. They come zippered, unzippered, long handles, short handles, and you can get a fun monogram on there. So that's the big thing with these right now, is you pick a funny monogram to go on the outside.
A funny one?
Yeah, like something about the person that's funny, that's
grumpy.
Like any little kind of tagline. It's like their own tagline. You know what I mean? It's really cute. And a lot of people are getting these now because they are called the unplugging tote bag. And unplugging means people are unplugging from their phones. And so they're filling their tote bags with things like like mind puzzles, like Sudoku or whatever those are, crossword puzzles, books to read. And they go somewhere and unplug. And they have all these things in their totes that they carry for an unplugged hour or two. Kind of, I call it the old school bag.
Old school bag. I love that.
They're very inexpensive, the bags itself, the totes.
What is it called again? It's Land's End.
Land's End Boat and Totes.
The Boat and Totes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can use them for the beach. You can use them for the gym. You can use them anywhere. You can. I mean,
sure.
You
can. I mean, a good bag is a great gift, always.
Exactly. So anyway,
And a beautiful handbag, that's another thing. You have to know the person, and you'd almost want to ask them in advance or do a gift card for that. But that's another thing. A lot of women won't spend a lot of money on themselves. So any kind of bag, if you want to go expensive and you want their input, for sure.
Right.
But a beautiful bag. I'm just...
I agree.
I'm just kind of piggybacking off of what you just said, even though that was also on my list. Uncluttered and Unfiltered is supported by Hearts for Minds. Mental health doesn't have to be a silent struggle. Hearts for Minds is changing the conversation, breaking stigma, and building bridges to better mental health care. Through QPR training and awareness programs, Hearts for Minds is equipping communities with the tools to recognize warning signs and connect people to life-saving support. Whether you're facing a crisis or just need someone who understands, Hearts for Minds is your helping hand. Hearts, for, F-O-U-R, minds.com, that's heartsforminds.com, and join the movement. Together, we can save lives. I want to give you one that has to do with people that are runners, gym rats, anything like that. Air compression boots. Air compression boots.
We have those.
You have, well, a lot of people wear them.
My husband's a golfer, so he has them.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. And they are like a big pair of boots. You put them on. There's a little air compressor, and they squeeze, and they feel amazing. And you can't do anything while they're on but sit there and relax.
I love them. I've used it. I mean, I like it. That's a great idea.
Yeah, I have a pair, and I absolutely love them.
Okay, this may seem silly, but I have to tell you, I've been really into simplifying like my makeup routine and really simplifying my skincare routine. And there is one brush, it's Makeup by Mario, and it's the F4 brush. It's the only brush you'll ever need in your whole entire life. You can use it for blush, you can use it for bronzer, you can even use it for concealer under your eyes. You can use it for anything.
Why is it so great?
Because
great
it's double-ended. Okay, so you only need one brush, and it's double duty. It does so many different areas. Like I said, blush, bronzer, under the eyes. It is the best brush. I've had it for over a year, and I really could throw out all my other brushes. So women that love makeup, either they might already have this brush, so you better check. But if they don't, you'll be like the star of the show.
I love it.
I think.
That's a great gift. Okay, I have one. I'm going to get up for just a second here for those who are watching us on YouTube. Let me just get up. Hang on one second. Let me go get this. Okay, I'm going to show this off. This is a blanket hoodie. And I know we've all gone through the Snuggie phase.
Right,
and all
remember
of this.
Those?
Remember the Snuggies?
Yeah.
This is a little bit different. And I wear this often here at work where it's very, very cold. And everyone asks me about it. People are like, I need that. So I feel like it's something people would never buy themselves.
No.
It's a great white elephant gift.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So if you have one of those to go to and you want to be the gift that everybody argues over. I mean, that's my plan. If we have a white elephant here at work, I'm planning to find one of these on because they're all different brands. This one my husband got for me one Christmas. I think it was at Marshall's. But it's like a hoodie, but it really is a blanket that goes down to my ankles. And it's yummy and cozy. And when you wear it, you look like a little Eskimo. And
I like it.
It is so warm, so delicious. And I want to say it goes past my knees when I'm standing up in it. And so I work in a building where a lot of the women will wear blankets. They'll just be walking around because we're a TV station. Yeah. Everything has to be really cold.
I love that.
So it's fun. It's
Does
snuggly.
It come in different colors,
All
too?
Different colors. Oh, There's wow. different teams. You could get different teams. If you just go on Amazon, there are all kinds. Just
I
look
love
up
that.
A hoodie blanket.
Love
and
it.
Make sure that the model is showing that it goes down to her ankles. You don't want
right.
one that's just a giant
right.
hoodie
right.
or one that's more of a blanket. This is something you should be able to easily move around in.
Yeah.
And it's so much fun. Great okay. white elephant gift.
So this one, I think I just is personally that I love. And I don't know if anyone else out there would love it.
Let them get a podcast if they want to talk about
right.
it.
Right. Monthly flower delivery. I love flowers. I love Trader Joe flowers. I love any kind of flowers. Even if it's just a simple three buds of hydrangeas, I just love flowers. So I think it would be so much fun to get a flower delivery every month of something different every single month. And kind of like you get a monthly surprise for 12 months.
What if, let me just...
Ooh.
Bounce off of that.
Yeah.
What if you gave them a beautiful vase and 12 Trader Joe's gift cards?
Oh, that's a good idea, too.
So they could go get a bouquet every month. Just an idea. I mean, I love the flower of the month delivery, but if you're trying to go the budget
right
budget way for that.
I love anything that has to do with flowers.
I know
I
you
just,
do.
I buy them for myself every single week. I just think it makes a home feel homier.
It does.
And it just brings, it just makes me happy when I see flowers. So I think that would be a great gift. Because right now we're talking about women over 50. And really, a lot of women, we have everything. It's like everyone always says, your kids always say, what do you want? You have everything. I don't know what to get you. You have everything. This is the perfect gift for a woman who has everything, is to have a monthly flower delivery.
There are also wine of the month. There are all these little
There's
gift
all
boxes.
All different things.
There are all kinds of monthly boxes.
Yep.
So those kinds of things are really nice.
Very nice that you get every month. You look forward to it.
So what else do you have on your list before we jump into what everyone else is saying?
Well, the last thing I have is a gift card. I know we talked about gift cards earlier, but if you have a mom, a sister, someone over 50, a relative, a gift card to a makeup artist to show you how to do your makeup at this stage of your life.
Yes.
For a woman over 50, because things do change and how you apply your makeup and different types of makeup. And also for a stylist. I think to give a gift card for a stylist, I see this a lot in my business where people are stuck and they hate everything in their closet and they want to start from scratch. And I think having a stylist, even if it's just one time to like stock your closet with the basics or help you kind of get your style and what your lifestyle is right now, I think that would be an amazing gift.
I agree with you. I think that would be fantastic. And it actually, everything you're saying goes so hand in hand with what our ladies in our community are saying. Yes.
Oh, I can't wait to hear.
Are you ready now?
I'm ready.
Okay. So definitely having a professional organizer was multiple times that was mentioned. An infrared sauna. They have those that infrared saunas you can do now.
Yes.
That are portable. That's a little bit more on the pricey side. But family photo calendars. Sandy loves a family photo calendar. So cleaning service was on there quite a bit. Spa days. Spa days are big on here. Garage storage makeover. That's
I agree.
Part of all of
I that. Love that.
Paulette, we love you, Paulette. Paulette is a woman of simple dreams. She wants a steam mop and a fold-up small step stool. Those are on her wish list. Listen, you have to know that the recipient really does want this before you go on a limb and give a mop.
I get it, though.
I get
love
it
the
too.
Step stool, too. I have like four of them, so I hear
it's
you.
It's a great gift. I'm just saying, proceed with caution.
Yeah.
If you're giving
a step
the gift
stool
of a cleaning supply, you have to be really careful there. Another one for closet makeovers, lots of pairs of sneakers.
I agree with that. I think sneakers are a really hot gift right now. Really hot
they
gift.
They are. They're a great gift. Also, got to love Bonnie. Bonnie wants an upper bleph.
I love
that's
Bonnie.
What? That's the surgery that takes your eyelids up?
Yeah. Bonnie, I hear you.
Let's just say what we want. And then there was one here for a raised garden.
You know, I love that.
A pre-planted
yeah.
raised garden where all she has to do is take good care of it.
I love that. And you know, there are so many companies that do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where they come and set everything up for you and then you're just in charge of taking care of it. I'd probably kill it, but I love the idea.
What a great gift idea.
I love it. It's different too.
Never would have thought of it myself.
Yeah.
I love that too. Okay. Well, having said that, there's a really important reason why you want to be a good gift giver, and that's because if you're not one, you're part of the problem that Christine has to deal with on a regular basis when people are displaying things that someone gave them and they didn't really like.
No, but when I asked them then why do they have it displayed, they said, well, what if she comes over and I don't have it out? Meaning, I didn't want it, I don't like it, but I feel obligated, and that's where the clutter starts to happen. So, mm-hmm. yes, especially for women over 50, if they do have everything, you just don't want to add to all that. You really want to make it special.
Right. Well, having said that, we think of you as a gift, so thank you so much for listening. And what you can do as a gift back at us, if you were so inclined to do it, I guess that'd be a double gift for us, is tell one friend
yes.
about our podcast.
Yep.
In the meantime, if you haven't yet, make sure you ask us to let you into our Facebook group. It's Uncluttered and Unfiltered Ladies Only. That goes along with all of the other social media that we do have. And basically anywhere you can be on social, we're
yep.
there. And we just, you know, love any reviews that you give us, thumbs up. That stuff helps, believe it or not. I don't know how. But it does.
Right. We don't get it, but yeah. it does.
But remember this, scratching your head and then going out and just buying a candle because you have no other idea what to get a person. You can just let that go.
And don't look back.